And on the phone, we have Utah head coach Anthony Leverett. Coach, if you would begin with a opening statement, please.
It's exciting time of the year. Our young team is growing every single day. We felt like we have had great performances in practice, and then not seen on the floor playing a ton of young players, and to go to BYU, win on the road against a very good basketball team at this time of the year is a great win for this team, and hopefully will propel us through Christmas break and into the conference run.
And I will open it up for questions from the media.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Michelle Smith, ESPN.
Anthony, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So tell me, what's going well and what do you wish was going a little better?
Oh, boy. You know, actually, what's going well for us is offensively, this is probably, it sounds crazy, but probably the most talented and diverse team we've had since I've been here. We have so many different ways to score. And every night, we don't have one other than Michelle, you know, and I think Potter's now averaging double figures at 11 a game. We have a whole bunch of kids in that 5 to 9 point per game range that can score on any given night. So that's new for us. I feel like we're way deeper offensively, even though we've been oft injured. What's not going well is defensively, we are nowhere near what we have been in the past. We played, I don't know what it was against BYU, but against Utah Valley, we played 85 minutes worth of freshmen. And that was, I didn't recognize who we were defensively out there. But, you know, we made a huge step against BYU. We have had a really tough time adjusting to the new rules defensively. We are fouling way too much. And we feel like if we just get that part squared away, it'll help us tremendously. I've been a big focal point for our team is just defending the way we can defend without fouling. And if we get that squared away, I think we have a chance to be pretty good. We're talented. We're just really, really, really young.
Anthony, the fouling issue, do you feel like the officiating is being applied pretty consistently and it's just a matter of the players having to make the adjustment? Or do you feel, I'm not trying to set anybody up. I'm just curious about how you feel like sort of the calls are being are handed out. Are you feeling a consistency there?
You know, it's just so different because, I think it rewards teams that just put the ball on the floor and go dribble, and I think that's what they're trying to do. So if that's the case, then it's working. I don't know. I'm such the wrong person to ask about this. I think it's, the other night against BYU, there were hardly any fouls in the first half, and then all of a sudden in the second half, then the game sort of changed. So I don't know. I think it's a hard job the officials have. They're being asked to do something completely different than they've done in the past, and I think it's an adjustment period for everybody. I probably shouldn't comment any further.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Coach, if you could just talk a little bit about how the team's adjusted without Taryn in the lineup.
It's been obviously having a player like Taryn be gone is a big, big deal for us. But we have a really talented young freshman in Emily Potter, 6'5", 6'6", kid from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and is really, really improving. Obviously, getting freshman of the week in the Pac-12 this week was big for her, showing her some validation of all the work that she's put in and is continuing to grow every day. So it's been very difficult to play without T. You just get so used to all the things that she does that are not on a stat sheet, and trying to replace that with a freshman has been very difficult. But we are adjusting. We're learning how to play with the kids that we have. And, we really, as a group, feel like this is going to be a good team by the time this is all over with. We are improving all the time, and we have a talented group. We're really young, and the only thing that fixes young is time. And we're getting to a point now where we're starting to see major improvements on a daily basis. And I'm excited for what's to come.
Great. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Coach.
Okay. Bye.